So I'd like to share another holiday that Kathy and my son, and Owen is our son, and myself went on. We went to Myrtle Lake. Myrtle Lake is about 23 kilometers west of Blue River on a gravel road. And when you get to the end of that 23 kilometers, there's a parking lot. But you are not at the lake. You have to portage in 2.5 kilometers. You have to take your canoe, your kayak. Our son had a kayak. We had a canoe. And all your gear 2.5 kilometers in, and then you get to the lake. And when we arrived at the lake, we didn't canoe very much that day. We just canoed to a nice sandy beach and camped there for the day, or for the night. And the next day, we paddled further down the lake, and we paddled to an island called Smoker Island. We started to realize, though, at this time we were in a little more wilderness camping than we actually had anticipated. As we arrived at Smoker Island, there was a yellow sign there, and the top words said caution, and under that there was a picture of a grizzly bear. And under that were the words in area. Grizzly bear in area. Whoa. We don't look fearful, but I don't know about our hearts. When we saw that sign, we were sort of makes you say, you know, grizzly bear in area. You sort of think like, is he behind that tree right there? Like, where is he? He's in the area. Where is he? We had the comfort of knowing that we were camping on an island, and that was great. The island probably was not much bigger than this sanctuary, though. Maybe twice the size. No, I don't think so. Probably just the size of this sanctuary. And that comfort didn't last very long because we realized that bears can swim very well. And they are not afraid of water, and they can swim. But fortunately, for the few days we were camped there on Smoker Island, we didn't see any bears, and all went well. But we had to keep this important thought in our mind that there was bears in the area. We had to be conscious of that. We had to understand that we didn't want to become food for the bear. We were camping in the wilderness. We were in bear country. What did we know about bears? We knew that even though bears are pretty majestic and they're pretty cool creatures, they're great to watch and look at. You don't want to get too close to them. You don't want to get between them and their food. And you don't want to get in between the mom and their cubs. Did you know that a female bear will give birth to her young just before beginning to hibernate? And that bear, that cub, is only about 1 pound when it's born. Can you imagine a grizzly bear? That's a grizzly bear cub, and you can hold it in your hand. That's pretty small. But the reason they give birth just before they hibernate, so that newborn who is only about 1 pound can have that extra warmth of their mother through that first winter. The first year for the cub, the young bear, is critical. If the cub makes it through the first year, it will usually live to 10 to 20 years. The little cub will stay with their mother for the first 2 to 3 years. During those years, the mother will protect the young bear from male bears and other predators that are trying to kill or attack the cub. As the cub stays in the presence of the mom, it will she will teach it to find food, to find where the ripe berries are, to find where the juiciest ants and insects are. Wouldn't you love to have a mom like that teach you those kind of things? And how to catch fish in the river, the ones all the fishermen miss. During that time, the young bear stays with its mother the bear grows to be an adult, where it is able to be the majestic creature God intended it to be. In other words, as the bear stays in the presence of its mom, it finds life. It learns how to be a bear and actually become a full-grown adult. Now, we didn't just come here today to learn about bears. But just as the bear needs to stay in the presence of its mom to become all that it needs to become, we too need to stay in the presence of our Heavenly Father, and through that, we will become all He desires us to be. Listen to what Luke records Paul saying in Acts chapter 17, verses 24 to 28. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands. And He is not served by human hands as if He needed anything, because He Himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man He made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And He determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek Him and perhaps reach out for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being. We are, as some of our own poets have said, we are His offspring. So verse 28 declared, for in Him we live and move and have our being. So as we stay in the presence of the Father, in the presence of God, we live, we move, and we have our being. So Paul starts off with saying the first thing is that we live. And as we're in the presence, God's presence, we receive two kinds of life. We live in two different ways. If you look back, if we went back to Acts chapter 17, verse 25, in the last half of the verse, it says, He Himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. He's the one that gives us life and breath. If you go back to Genesis, you see that God breathed the breath into Adam. Adam was just dust. And God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And it's no different today. God gives each and every one that breath of life from the first moment they arrive in this world. Apart from the Father, there is no physical life. Listen to what Job wrote. In His hands is life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. Wow. Every creature and the breath of all mankind are where? In the hands of the Father. We have physical life because the Father has given it to us. More important than physical life, though, the Father also gives those who come into His presence spiritual life. The Bible describes it as being born again or as being born of the Spirit. This all happens as we come into the presence of God, when we realize that we cannot live life in harmony with God while we have sin in our lives. We need to ask for forgiveness for our sins. It is at that time the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside us. Just as that little bear cannot have life outside of its mom, it needs its mom for that life. Needs to stay in the presence of its mom for that life. we too need to stay in the presence of the Father. Outside of the Father, there is no life. There is no physical life. There is no spiritual life. And as we read on in Acts chapter 17 and verse 28a, we read that, for in him we live and move and have our being. We not only live as we are in his presence, but we move as we are in his presence. The word move has the meaning to go, to stir, rather than just simply exist. Have you ever watched a little cub in the wild? Have you ever watched them? Or a child, not in the wild. Sometimes you think they're in the wild, but a little child. Do they just exist? No, they move. They're always on the go. Just watch little Hudson or Grace. They're always on the go. We were at a pastor's a meeting in Salmon Arm, and we took Pastor Nick, rode with us, and he brought his little guy, Silas. Silas is 4 years old. He was great in the car. 3 hour drive to Salmon Arm. And he got out of the car, and he was here and there and everywhere and talking and talking and talking, and he didn't stop moving until we got downstairs to the meeting. I was amazed. He just played by himself, did what he needed to do. Then we had lunch, and he was moving again. And then we got back in the car, and he was moving again. Or he sat. But then we got to Tim Hortons. He had to get out of the car at Tim Hortons, and he was moving again. And that's just like the little bear. They move all the time. They're playing. They're having fun. They're full of energy. They're not just existing. Why do they have that freedom? Well, the little bear, it's because they're in the presence of their mom. The cub can move and grow because as it stays in the presence of its mom, there's safety there. There's rest, there's provision, there's protection, and there's guidance. The little cub can move because it's totally dependent upon its mom. Not much different than a little child. They're totally dependent on their parent. They know that there's love and protection and safety. In fact, really, the child and the bear cub really don't have a care in the world. They don't have to be concerned about anything. They've got it made. Somebody else is looking over them so they can move and be all they can. One writer wrote, "To move in God's presence denotes a constant and absolute dependence on God." To move in God's presence denotes an absolute and constant dependence on God. That's what it's like when we move in God's presence. Abraham declared that God was as his Jehovah Jireh, which means God is the one who provides. God is the one who provides all the needs for his servant, for those who are in his presence. We read in Philippians 4:19, "And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." We don't have to worry about what we shall wear or what we shall eat. We don't have to really worry about those things. Because God, as we stay in his presence, says he will provide those things for us. So we don't have to be all concerned about those things. We can just exist. We can move. We can exist. We don't just exist, we move. Sorry. Get my words backwards there. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 13, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears and will tell you what is yet to come." Again, we don't have to be all concerned about those things. The Father has sent His Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, to show us what we need to do. We just need to walk in His presence so we can move. He will guide us every step of the journey. The Holy Spirit is inside us. He will guide us in all truth. And as we stay in the Father's presence, we find protection. Just as that little bear finds protection in his mom's presence, we find protection. No matter if we are on the mountain peaks and everything's going well, or if we're in the valley and everything's tough. I mean, David's life shows that. David was on the mountain peak and when he fought Goliath. I mean, everything was going well. He'd fought the bear and the lion and it defeated them. And now he fought Goliath and he defeated Goliath. And God was with him all the way. But you know, if you went and read 1 Samuel chapters 19 to 21, you would see that David was in a bit of a valley, and God was there with him in that valley too. Saul was chasing him around and trying to kill him. He lost his position as the head of Saul's army. His wife, that Saul's daughter, was taken from him. He couldn't. He'd lost his wife. And then eventually he loses his best friend, Jonathan. Yet God was there with him and walked with him through it all. He didn't have to worry about those things. He could move and do what God had called him to do. When we stay in the Father's presence, we can move forward, enjoying life and life to the fullest. Not being all taken up by what we need, but God provides everything for us. Our guidance, our protection, our material things. And in the last thing we read in Acts chapter 17, 28, for in him we live and move and have our being. We have our being. In the Father's presence. We have our being. What does that really mean? Well, having our being is becoming all that we can become in Christ. It is lacking nothing. It's becoming a mature Christian. So it's a process. We have our being. We're becoming like Jesus. As a little cub grows in the presence of his mother, he becomes a majestic adult bear, the one that God created him to be. He is big and beautiful and really awesome as he wanders through the mountain meadows. He lacks nothing as he has lived and moved in his mother's presence. We can look at the history of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. And if we read that account, we would see that the prodigal son, he had everything as he lived in the presence of his father. He lacked nothing. His father was very wealthy, in fact, and they had cattle and sheep, and they had it all. He had food. His father loved him. His father cared for him. He had it all. But when the son moved away from his father's presence, when he decided he knew better and he went to a foreign land, things were a little different. He didn't have food. He didn't have shelter. He didn't have fellowship and he didn't have love. He lost it all because he moved out of his father's presence. He didn't stay in the Father's presence. David wrote in Psalm 64, verse 4, I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. David longs, he longs to dwell. The word dwell is to live, to stay. Where? In your presence. For how long? Forever. Not like the prodigal son who was in the Father's presence for a while and then walked away from the Father's presence. But what happened to the prodigal son when he came back into the presence of his father? The father received him back and he had everything. David longed to be in his father's presence. Listen to Acts chapter 13, verse 36. The last half of the verse says, "For after David had done the will of God in his own generation, he died and was buried with his ancestors, and his body decayed." David staying in the Father's presence did the will of God for his generation. He was exactly who he was supposed to be. David did everything God created him to do throughout his life. David didn't just exist. David stayed in God's presence because of that he lived and moved and had his being throughout his whole life because he stayed in the Father's presence. As a bear stays in the presence of his mother, he becomes complete. He becomes that mature bear that he's supposed to be. As we stay in the presence of our Father, we become complete in Him, lacking nothing. We live, move, and have our being because the Father is around us. Unfortunately, there are those who only dwell in God's presence when they're born. And then from that time on, they seem to leave the Father's presence. I don't know whether they think they know better. For me, I left the Father's presence later on in life, but seemed to think that the grass greener on the other side of the fence. I got a better idea. I know how to live life better than have God in my life. There are others who live in God's presence when they're born, and then they live in God's presence when they commit their lives to Jesus, and they walk in God's presence when it's convenient. That's the way I was as a child or later in my teens. I walked in God's presence when it was convenient. When I was in trouble with the law, it was convenient to walk in God's presence and pray and say, "Father, please keep me out of jail." He was faithful and he did those things. But I can't count on God of living and moving and have my being when I'm just walking in God's presence when it's convenient. The best place to be, as we saw in David's life, is to stay in God's presence, in the Father's presence, staying close to God, praying, reading our Bible, having fellowship with Christians, meeting together in church or Bible studies. Those things are all ways of staying in the presence of God. Then we will live and move and have our being. Not to say that we won't slip, we're not perfect, but we will be all God desires us to be for our generation. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that the desire of our heart? To live and move and have our being in Him and be all that we can be for Him, for our generation? Let's pray. Father, I thank You that it's in You we find everything. It's in You that we find life. It's in You that we find physical life. It's in You that we find spiritual life. It's You that sets us free from the bondages of sin. It's You that we move. It's in You that we find provision, protection, leading, guidance. It's in You that we become who You desire us to be. It's in You that we can become what we need to be for our generation. Father, may we stay in You. May we abide in You. May we dwell in You. May we live in You. May You be the center of all that we do. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. So watch over us, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're here today and you only know the physical life that the Father gave, and you thought, "Wow, I'd like to know more about this spiritual life," please come and talk to me or talk to somebody you know that really knows about the spiritual life. If you're here today and you know there's times in your life where you just walk in the presence of the Father when it's convenient, and you would like prayer, please come and find me or find somebody else where you can pray on your own. The Father is always there. The prodigal son walked when it was convenient for him. The grass was greener on the other side of the fence, so he thought. And then he realized, and he came back to the Father. And the Father was there with open arms waiting for him. In fact, the Father does something way out of culture. He hikes up his robe and he runs. You didn't do that if you were a dignified man back then. He runs to meet his son and welcome him with open arms. Puts a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet, and a robe around him.